This is BBC Radio 3 this Saturday night. It's 9:30 now. Time for some musical globetrotting in Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Good evening. Tonight we're celebrating International Mountain Day here on Music Planet. So I thought we might start with some polyphonic singing from the Pyrenees. This is Montañas sus Montañas from Balaguera.
Montañas sus Montañas, montañores es o, que ya veo bebiero que briago con noso.
Something very uplifting about that track, I think. It's like the sky is opening out above you. That was Balaguera, a group of 9 singers from the French Pyrenees who follow in the great tradition of polyphonic song found across the Pyrenees and the Basque region. And that track was called Montañas sus Montañas. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and that track sets the tone for tonight's show. International Mountain Day was this week on the 11th of December, and mountain communities around the world have such rich musical traditions that we thought we'd take the opportunity to dive into some of this music. And on the programme this evening, you'll hear the Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer, Long Song from Mongolia, and Huayno music from Peru. But now let's hear a track from a brilliant album released earlier this year by the Kiab Yulsar Trio. And they reimagine Tibetan traditional music, but also bring in influences from Northern Europe, Scandinavia and Iran. This song, Podrang Malpo, highlights the significance of the Potala Palace, which for nearly 300 years was the Dalai Lama's spiritual centre and winter palace. The palace itself is named after Mount Potalaka, which has long been regarded as a sacred place.
Oh, parishital hashu sonam la sudona la shupcho tanchin kardula sonam la sudona la shupcho tanchin kardula
banjos galore on those two tunes, Glory in the Meeting House and Leader's Glory. And you can find that on the album released earlier this year, From China to Appalachia, a collaboration between American roots artists Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer, and Chow Tian, who plays the Chinese classical hammered dulcimer. And here's another dulcimer, this time the Appalachian or Mountain Dulcimer, which is an instrument that first appeared in the early 19th century among Scottish and Irish immigrant communities in the Appalachian Mountains. But interestingly, there doesn't seem to be a direct precursor to it that can be traced back to these shores. And one of the biggest advocates for this instrument was American folk singer Gene Ritchie, who came from a musical family in the mountains of rural Kentucky. She learnt hundreds of folk songs in the traditional way, by ear, from her family and her community. And lots of those songs were specifically Appalachian variants of older British and Irish folk songs. Here she is, Gene Ritchie, singing Old Bangham.
Bangham rid by the riverside, Dillum down, Dillum. Three young ladies there he spied, Dillum down, Dillum. Killy call, cuddle down, killy call, corn. There's a wild boar in these woods, Dillum down, Dillum. Oh, eat his meat, oh, suck his blood, Dillum down, Dillum. Killy call, cuddle down, killy call, corn. If you would this wild boar see, Dillum down, Dillum, blow a blast, he'll come to thee, Dillum down, Dillum. Killy-caw, cuddle down, killy-caw, corn. Slap the horn into his mouth, Dillum down, Dillum, blew a blast both north and south, Dillum down, Dillum. Killy-caw, cuddle down, killy-caw, corn. Wild boar coming such a rash, Dillum down, Dillum, split his way through oak and ash, Dillum down, Dillum, killy caw, cuddle down, killy caw, corn. Fit 4 hours by the day, Dillum down, Dillum, at last the wild boar run away, Dillum down, Dillum, killy caw, cuddle down, killy caw, corn. Old Bangham followed him to his den, Dillum down, Dillum, and saw the bones of 1,000 men, Dillum down, Dillum, killy caw, cuddle down, killy caw, corn.
There's something so unassuming and unadorned about that performance. It's really direct. It feels like she's speaking directly to you. That's Gene Ritchie singing and playing the Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer. This is Music Planet, and tonight we're playing music from and inspired by mountains. And this next track comes from two incredible musicians, Malian kora player Baleke Sisoko and South African guitarist Derek Gripper. Back in 2022, they recorded an album together in 3 hours. And I love the fact that the pair of them working together didn't have a spoken language in common. But as you'll hear, they absolutely communicate through music. This is Moss on the Mountain.
Thank you.
I just love Balaké Sissoko's Kora playing. It's so full of emotion. Balaké Sissoko on Kora and Derek Gripper on guitar there, playing Moss on the Mountain. And this next one is also dedicated to the mountains. It's from Scottish fiddle player, singer and composer Kate Young, who boldly crosses all musical boundaries of geography and genre. And I am so pleased to see this album out in the world. I heard a couple of demos from it when I was working with Kate a few years back, and I've been waiting impatiently for the album. It's called Umbelliferae, and it draws on Kate's interest in British plant lore. I suppose it's about our human connection to the land and what it means to live here.
Thank you.
that's a palate cleanser. It kind of feels like a mind reset. It's taken from an album of traditional music from Nepal. That was Trekking Song from the Himalayas. So we're marching along here on Music Planet, celebrating International Mountain Day here on the programme. And one of the things that often defines mountainous musical traditions is their choice in instrumentation. And I'm guessing it's no coincidence that all the instruments you just heard are small and easily carried. This next track showcases one of the most portable instruments around, the jaw harp, an instrument found in many music cultures around the world. And we're about to hear it put to good use by a group from Kyrgyzstan called Ensemble Tengir Tor, who take their name from the mountain range linking Kyrgyzstan and China. Kyrgyz music is rooted in nomadic traditions, but during the Soviet era, much of it was lost or adapted to conform to Soviet themes. And Ensemble Tengir Tor are trying to re-engage with the traditional music of Kyrgyzstan, but pushing the boundaries just a little. For example, jaw harps would normally have been a solo instrument, but here they're playing as a trio, employing some more modern techniques. So just listen out for those overtones. From the album Mountain Music of Kyrgyzstan, that was Ensemble Tengir Tor, playing jaw harps and bringing classical composition techniques to the traditional music of their homeland. Here's something now from a collection of mountain music from Peru, released by Smithsonian Folkways back in the 1960s, and then reissued with more tracks 25 years later. And this little delight is from the Ayacucho region, and it's an example of huayno music, combining traditional rural folk and popular urban dance music. You're about to hear a guitar and a charango recorded at a small wedding reception held in someone's back garden.
Thank you.
Colombian cumbia radicals Frente Cumbiero, working with the 10-piece Japanese folk song fusionists, the Minyo Crusaders. And the two groups joined forces a few years ago for an album called Minyo Cumbiero. And you just heard their version of a modern cumbia standard, the Cumbia del Monte, but given a Japanese twist. They called it Cumbia del Monte Fuji. And this next piece comes from Mongolian singer Namzilin Norovbanzad, who specialises in Ertin Du, or traditional Mongolian long song, which got its name from the way the singers extend and ornament the vowels, and they really do stretch out those sounds. They can make several minutes of song from a verse of maybe just 7 or 8 words. And this is a genre of folk song that developed from nomadic herders imitating the sounds of their livestock and of the wind, and also to cover long distances, projecting that sound across the landscape.
Oh,
Just incredible the way she uses her voice there. Traditional Mongolian long song from Namdzilin Norovbanzad. So as the year draws to a close, we're well and truly into the festive season, I'd say. And this next track really comes into its own at Christmas time. It's from Italian musician Giovanni Palermo, who plays the zampogna, a beast of a bagpipe that I first heard played in the mountains of southern Italy. It's a really magical memory. And you'll hear that as well as the drone, it has two chanters, so it sounds like more than one person playing. And legend has it that the shepherds, when they saw the baby Jesus in Bethlehem, played music on their bagpipes. And so at Christmas time, in Rome or Naples, you might see the zampogna players dressed in traditional sheepskin, woolen cloaks and peaked hats, playing traditional music and hymns, carols like this one, La Notte di Natale. That was from a collection of traditional dzogeli, wordless yodels, which were recorded by ethnomusicologist Hugo Zemp in the Appenzell region of northeastern Switzerland. And unlike the higher, faster-paced yodeling of central Switzerland, Appenzell dzogeli are sung in the lower register and they sound much more relaxed. And 8 of the 12 tracks on that album are called Dzogeli Sung in the Inn. And apparently it was just after New Year and a few friends and neighbours got together, sat round a table and sang, unrehearsed. It must have been a very good night. Thank you so much for listening to this mountain-themed Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell. Next week, Lopa Katari will be back with a live recording from the recent London show of Colombian folk ensemble Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with this from the late Jamie Branch, who on her last album took a break from her usual excursions on the trumpet to offer up this take on the Appalachian blues with her cover of rock band The Meat Puppets' Coming Down, which she renamed The Mountain.
Coming down from the mountain, I have seen the high and mighty. I will go again someday, but for now I'm coming down. Coming down from the mountain, I have heard aloft the glory. I will go again someday, but for now I'm coming down. I have seen the information on the lighter side of dumbness. I have heard new statistics and the stomping on the ground, picking slowly up the rock slide. One thing always seems apparent: if the climb becomes too much, I can always turn around. Waking up from my slumber to misunderstand another, though they call it terra firma, it dissolves beneath my feet. Picking through a pile of garbage for some worthless piece of paper that's been hidden there for me to get some meaning to my day. I have seen the information on the lighter side of dumbness. I have heard new statistics and the stomping on the ground, picking slowly up the rock slide. One thing always seems apparent: if the climb becomes too much, I can always turn around. Going down to the desert, that dirty, filthy desert, I'll be crawling in the sand for at least a couple days. Going down to the desert, there are things that are worth avoiding, and it always makes me cross when them things get in my way. I have seen the information on the lighter side of dumbness. I have heard new statistics and the stomping on the ground, picking slowly up the rock slide. One thing always seems apparent: if the climb becomes too much, I can always turn around.
The Mountain by Jamie Branch, bringing this week's edition of Music Planet to a close, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Gabriel Francis. Music Planet is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3. Well, next week, Lope Katari returns with a live recording from the Colombian folk ensemble Los Gaiteros San Jacinto. In the meantime, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas here on Radio 3.
Join us as we host some of Europe's greatest musicians showcasing their seasonal music traditions.
Once again, we've partnered with the European Broadcasting Union to bring you a day of wonderful festive concerts from across the continent.
We'll be sharing musical gifts from Germany, Spain, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Lithuania, Finland, and Iceland. Christmas around Europe.
Tomorrow afternoon from 12.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Well, certainly very much looking forward to that. It's always a wonderful day of music. This is BBC Radio 3. And time now for the new music show with Tom Service.
Welcome to the final instalment of our coverage of this year's Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival here on the New Music Show. 4 weeks of breathtaking imagination that culminate tonight in a programme of yet more highlights from the festival, including the UK premiere of Enno Popper's extraordinary Strike, a piece and a performance of mind-melting brilliance for 10 percussionists playing 10 drum kits. I've never heard anything like it in Huddersfield or anywhere else. We're thrilled to share it with you tonight. And in another new music show of epic, expressive contrasts, we'll also hear Julius Aglinskas' meditative synchronicity for the combined forces of the 20 Fingers duo and the GBSR duo. But we're going to start tonight with music by the British-Chinese composer Alex Ho, composed for that pioneer of keyboards and technology, Zubin Kanga. Alex Ho's piece is called Cyborg Etudes. It's for piano and electronics, and there are 5 etudes. So before we hear Zubin Kanga's world premiere performance, exclusively recorded for Radio 3, here's Alex Ho to tell us more about music that's trying to extend the possibilities of piano performance through technology.
The electronics part is a new technology called a Genki ring. It's controlled by this physical ring that the pianist, or Zubin, puts on his finger whilst he's playing. And then according to the ways that the ring is moved, that will trigger different effects in the electronics. And so I've created a piece where the electronics are kind of manipulations of the sound of the piano itself. So we have the sense of like the piano playing its own music, but in the moment also being manipulated by this electronics part, which is then fed back through speakers. And so I use this kind of framework to think about the idea of a dual identity, or a double consciousness, if you like. And so this is playing off the idea of an African-American sociologist called W.E.B. Du Bois that he coined in the earlier 20th century to think about the ways that oppressed or colonized people and identities see themselves both as who they are, but also through the eyes of their oppressor. And so this idea speaks of the way that we have a split self, if you like. There are two parts of us which are competing with each other, at tension with each other. And so that's very much the arc and kind of trajectory of this piece.